On a mountain in northern Iraq today, a deadly helicopter crash. The Iraqi military helicopter was one of a handful delivering aid to stranded people and shuttling some of them off the mountain. Thousands of members of the Yazidi sect have been stuck in the Sinjar Mountains after fleeing Islamic State fighters, and some of those refugees were injured in the crash. Correspondent Jonathan Rugman rode on one such helicopter mission yesterday. He's with Channel 4 News in the UK. We reached him on his cell phone in the city of Duhok.
Well, I actually saw the helicopter take off, and I spoke to the pilot minutes before he took off. And he told me he was worried that he was carrying so much aid and a number of journalists and a local politician, that he was worried that the helicopter was too heavy. And indeed, it did seem to struggle to take off. I've since spoken to the governor of Duhok, who is the senior official here, and he told me that the reason the helicopter crashed was that Yazidi refugees on Mount Sinjar were clinging to it. They were desperate to try and get on it, and they managed to bring the helicopter down. Elisa Rubin of the New York Times, who was on board the helicopter, was injured. She is okay, and the pilot has been killed. And it was the same pilot who flew me on a similar aid flight on a similar helicopter yesterday.
And so you're saying that what seems to have brought the helicopter down is that once it had landed, delivered aid, taken refugees on board, there were others who were clinging to the helicopter trying to get on? Is that the issue?
I think that's correct. And I saw it for myself yesterday. I saw old men clambering through the helicopter door, crushing children beneath them. There was screaming and there was shouting, and piles of bodies literally piled onto the helicopter, to the extent that I found myself dragging dehydrated and drooping children to the back of the helicopter to try and make space. It was one of the most distressing things I've seen.
You can just imagine the desperation of these people. There were images in your report of one of the crew members kicking and punching to keep some of the people off the helicopter, people who were begging to get on who couldn't.
Yes, that's right. And in the light of today's crash, I think we can understand why that crew member did what he did. You can overturn a helicopter if you besiege it, if you try and overwhelm it. And the sight of the faces of the people on that helicopter after they took off, so many of them bursting into tears of relief and anguish after 10 to 12 days trapped on that mountain, having seen terrible things, bodies lying unburied on the mountainside, and of course knowing that hundreds of people, possibly thousands, are still there and are very unlikely to be rescued.
Apart from the small number of refugees who've managed to get onto these helicopters to get off the mountain, it does seem that there's now a pretty steady stream of refugees who've managed to get safe passage through Syria, thanks to Syrian Kurds, through Syria and then back into Iraq.
Well, that's right. Yazidi refugees are so desperate that they walk down the mountain into Syria, of all places, and are then escorted by Kurdish fighters around a big circle, away from the jihadist positions, back into Iraq. There was a steady stream of them today. I met a woman who had just come into Iraq from Syria, and she was carrying a two-month-old baby. And I said to her, well, how did you both survive on the mountain? And she said, well, my milk did run out, and I got a mountain goat to suckle my two-month-old baby in order to keep the boy alive.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of condition was the baby in?
The baby was screaming for food, but I think a healthy scream in the sense that the baby is alive and the baby has made it. But the scenes here are so desperate, and the sense of abandonment is very great, I think.
Well, Jonathan Rugman, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Jonathan Rugman is foreign affairs correspondent with Channel 4 News in the UK. He spoke with us from the northern Iraqi city of Duhok.